Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Episode number 155, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. I'm having a celebration today, man. I'm super excited. I can't believe this milestone finally hit. As of tomorrow, January 11th, it's my three-year anniversary from starting this podcast. I started this thing 3 years ago. And the math doesn't add up, actually. I'm a little confused on that. I've been thinking about it all week and trying to figure it out. But I can't. I should be on episode 156. 52 weeks in a year, I do one episode every week. That's 52, 52, and 52. Or for you intelligent people, 52 times 3. Sorry about that. So that's 5, 10, 15, 150, 2, 4, 6. I should be on episode 156. But for some reason, with a day to go, maybe it's because I changed the day of the podcast. I think if I was doing it on Tuesday, actually that would make sense. If I was still releasing on Tuesday, I would already have 155 out. And then 156 would be the day after my three-year anniversary. Damn, I just figured it out live on the podcast. Let's have a drink. Cheers, everybody. Wow. I've been racking my brain about that all week, and then I just get on the microphone and I figure it out. That's exactly what it is. If I released an episode on Tuesday, it would have been 155. And then 2 days from now, I would have released 156. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Holy shit. I was thinking like all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm like, is it because of a leap year? And it's like, that doesn't make any sense. A leap year just adds a day every 4 years. That's not enough to like add up over time to be like, you know, that's not enough to add up over time to put me a week behind, but I just figured it out live on the podcast. Let me let you guys know what I'm drinking, by the way, since I do drink on this podcast. If you didn't know, amateur bartender back in the day, years and years ago, that's kind of what gave me the concept for this podcast, which isn't like a crazy unique concept. Everybody drinks a beer and does a podcast, right? Or has a cocktail or whatever, or has a glass of wine. That's such a common thing. You know, it relaxes the muscles. It relaxes the mind. You know, you probably start spouting off stupid shit like I do. Well, I don't know. I feel like a lot of shows out there aren't unscripted. Mine's unscripted. I mean, I have like my notes and everything, topics I want to touch on. But for the most part, this is pretty much unscripted. You know, I'm just kind of thinking off the top of my head. Anyways, Chris, who cares? It doesn't matter. 3 years tomorrow, 3 years of doing the podcast. And I got to let you guys know, man, I'm going to ride this thing out until the wheels fall off. And then I will find replacement wheels and put those on and ride those out until they fall off. And that's my roundabout way of saying I don't plan on stopping this podcast anytime soon. So if you got comfortable with me, if you liked, you know, getting to know me, you're going to get to do it hopefully for the next 3 years. Here's cheers to three more years. How about that? Cheers. So tonight I'm drinking my tequila with triple sec, with lime, with sweet and sour. You guessed it. It's a margarita, the most basic bitch drink I could think of. It was just quick, and I really wanted to try this tequila I just got the other day, which I'm super excited about. More for the bottling, but it's actually pretty smooth, man. I'm liking it a lot. This is Republic Tequila, 100% agave, 40% alcohol by volume. Let me read what's on the back of this bottle. Follow me on Instagram, by the way. I'm going to post up a picture of this and just kind of show the bottle off. I think it's pretty cool. Ultra Premium Republic Tequila, it says, carefully crafted from estate-grown blue agave, our ultra-premium tequila is distilled using the time-honored traditions of Mexico. The master distillers of Distilleria Liros, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, produce a spirit independent from the rest, aged to perfection, worthy of tradition, and estate-bottled Republic Tequila stands on its own. What you'll find in this bottle is award-winning 100% blue agave tequila, pure and surprisingly smooth. It is really smooth, what I'm noticing right now. Our tequila is crafted with traditions of Mexico and the spirit of Texas. Cheers. I think, actually, if you guys want to follow along with me, I'm going to take a little shot out of the bottle. Let's see. That's the only way to tell how smooth this is. Cheers, everybody. Oof. All right. Not as smooth as in the mixed drink, but it's still not bad. It burned for a second and it's gone. Really good stuff, man. Bottling is top notch. I love the shape of Texas on this bottle. That's really cool. Speaking of Texas, man, it's snowing in Texas today, dude. I can't believe it. It's not snowing near me, unfortunately. I was looking forward to taking my daughter outside and having her first snow day ever. And it actually did snow, but the ground was just wet, you know? So it's like by the time the snow hits the ground, it just melts and it's gone. So I didn't get a chance. Like down in Austin, I think they're getting a couple of inches. West Texas, you know, everywhere but here, it feels like. So no snow angels for old Chris here. You know, but it's all right. You know, maybe in the next 3 years we might get a snow day and my daughter can experience what that's like. So I got my hopes up. How can they be so consistently wrong being like a meteorologist? How do they do that? How are they so consistently wrong? And they, you know, they're right somewhere, I guess. You know, it's kind of like horoscopes. You know, it's just like this broad this broad statement about, like, you're going to eat food today and go to the bathroom. It's like, well, everybody does that every day. That's not anything special. Since you were born in February, you're going to be extra sleepy today. It's like, are you making this up? Are you making this up right now as you're going? I think the meteorologists, they really are. You know, they're snoozing till noon. You know, they're boozing the night before. And then they're making this crap up. It's gonna rain. And then you go outside, it's like 100 degrees and sunshine. It's like, where are you getting your information from, sir or madam? You know, how can you be so wrong? Doctors can't be that wrong all the time. You wouldn't be a doctor anymore. You know, what if I did that at my job? What if I got to be, you know, that inconsistent with my work? You know, it's like, well, he mowed our house, but he didn't weed eat anything. And then the next house, they're like, he weeded everything, but he didn't mow. You know, do you think I'd stay employed for long? I don't think so. You know, anyways, that's probably a stupid comparison, but that's what I'm using. Let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. So, yeah, like I said, it is a celebration today. I'm feeling so great about it. I'm really glad I started, you know. I've talked about this before. The reason I started the podcast in the first place wasn't really to mix drinks. You know, that was just something I already knew how to do. And I took to it like a duck to water, you know. Whenever I started learning how to bartend. How do you bartend? I just took to it like a duck to water, and the rest was history. I was like, this is kind of cool. You can talk about mixed drinks, which I haven't in the last couple of weeks. I haven't given any drink recommendations. Just been too, you know, too chatty. Chatty Cathy over here. But I really started this because I've always wanted to give it a shot, like being like a radio host. Maybe not even a main host. Maybe just like a side host. I was always fascinated with the, you know, them doing the soundboard and having the funny sounds and doing the research and finding interesting stories for shows, you know, like what to talk about on the show. I always loved that kind of stuff. And I always admired, you know, when I'd listen to a radio show and it was really well put together and thought out. And, you know, obviously for this podcast, that ship has sailed. This is not well thought out. I actually don't prepare that much for each show. I should. But I don't, you know, I have a few notes here, you know, I have a few notes every week so I can, you know, I have topics to talk about but for the most part, it's just coming off the top of the dome. You know, I'm just spitballing and talking. So, you know, that's probably why a lot of the times my theories don't make sense, or, you know, that's how I end up figuring out how, if there's 52 weeks in a year, how I ended up on episode 155. You just got to talk it out. Maybe that's what I should have named the podcast. I'm sure that's already a name, right? Anyways, I'm talking way too much about it. Cheers. Let's switch gears to NFL football, NFL playoffs. Let me go ahead and go over what happened yesterday. Bills over the Colts. I didn't get to see that game. I really, really wanted to. Man, I'm kind of, you know, don't tell anybody this, but I'm kind of pulling for the Bills a little bit. You know, to just win it all. But, you know, it's a long road ahead. It's not in the picture right now. When you make it to the show, Your 50-50 chance, man. 50-50 chance. I watched a little bit of that Rams-Seahawks game. That was a good one. Seahawks, man, what happened? I honestly thought, I didn't think it was going to be an easy game, but, it's just, I definitely thought the Seahawks were the stronger team, but apparently not. LA comes out on top in that one. The Ravens over the Titans today, watched a little bit of that, and the Titans, man, I thought they were going to pull it out because they came out on fire, dude. Defense on fire. Three and out for Lambjack on his first drive, who else? Oh, Buccaneers and Washington. I watched some of that game last night. That was a pretty good game. You just can't hold Tom Brady down, man. You just can't do it. Not my, he's not my quarterback. But, I respect the hell out of him. This dude is running out of freaking fingers to put Super Bowl rings on, dude. They're going to have to start customizing, like, toe rings for for him for Super Bowl rings. Or, like, a watch or a necklace or I don't know, man. He's just running out of space for all these Super Bowls that he's won. And he's on track. He's in the playoffs. He just, convincingly beat Washington yesterday. Not him alone, but you know what I'm saying. When you got Tom Brady as the leader, it's kind of hard to be. I think that would make you fight harder. We got Tom effing Brady as quarterback. We need to get this. We need to win this game. That's how I'd be getting pumped up. I'd be like, I got Tom Brady behind me. Yeah, I'm going to protect him. He's not getting sacked a single time. Nobody's getting through me. I'm going to protect him. But he's so smart, too. When he does get sacked, he just kind of gives up his body and he doesn't take a big hit and moves on to the next play. It lives another day, as they say. He's just so intelligent. He's got all the football smarts, and I hate it because he's not on my team. Lamar Jackson moving on. You got the Steelers and Browns, Bay May, as I call him, Baker Mayfield. You got the Bears and the Saints playing right now as we speak, as I speak. That's 14-3 Saints. Good Lord, the Bears just can't put. This is quarter four. They put 3 points on the board all game. This is consistently Chicago's problem. You just can't score points. You can't kick field goals to death. You can't field goal a team to death. I mean, you can, but you got to get more than one. They only got one, and it's the fourth damn quarter. The Saints only have 14 points, so that kind of lets you know where the Bears are coming from. They're just defensive-minded, and, they say defense wins championships. It's like, that's true to a certain extent, but you got to put points on the board, man. Got to have more than three. It honestly reminds me of my Cowboys. This would have been what my Cowboys would have done if we would have made it to the playoffs this season. We would have put 3, maybe 6 points on the board. Other teams scoring touchdowns, and we're like, well, we're out. We get bounced in the first round. 14-3. Debris back there. Probably throwing bombs. I haven't watched much of this game. Have it on in the background here. 14-3. Fourth quarter, 10:38 left. They've just been really good games. I was highly entertained by that Washington game, man. That was a really good game. And some parts of me, I know they're in my division, and I don't like any other football team than my Dallas Cowboys. But when it comes time for playoffs and my Cowboys are out, I start rooting for teams. I was really feeling the Seahawks. I'm feeling the Bills right now. Buccaneers, I mean, how can you not? The Titans, I feel like that was a little bit, the Ravens were the favorite in that game. But I feel like the Titans, the way they were playing, man, they could have done it. They could have squeaked one out. I'm definitely tuning into that Browns-Steelers game. That's going to be a good one, man. I'm interested to see because the Steelers had such a strong season. Almost going undefeated. I think they were one of the last teams to be undefeated this season. So we'll see how that goes. And then tomorrow we got Ohio and my old team, Alabama, Roll Tide, in the national championship. And this just proves if Alabama wins this thing tomorrow, this just proves my theory even further. Any team I root for in college, it just awful. They just lose it for whatever season. So I rooted for Alabama last season. And that's when LSU and Clemson ended up in the national championship. Alabama had a couple of losses. They just didn't make it. So now, this year, I don't even know if I've mentioned this. Now that the season's over, let me go ahead and mention it. I was going for OU. I was a Sooner this year. First time ever, if you can believe it. A Texas boy going for the Sooners. Which in college, I don't give a damn. I'll go for anybody. I'll go for Oregon. I don't really give a shit. It doesn't matter to me. I don't get like, oh, UT is everything, and UT, UT, UT. Yeah, University of Texas, Longhorns, go Longhorn. No, I don't do that. Not with college. You know, it's just not my thing. Cowboys, 100%. College, I've been bouncing around. And guess what? I jumped on the OU bandwagon, and guess what they did this season? Dick. They didn't do shit. Which, you know, they actually did have a good season. They, I think they lost two or three games, which sucks, but overall, man, the games I did get a chance to tune into when I wasn't chasing my daughter around or sleeping or at work or, you know, whatever. The games I did see, man, they have a good team. They have a really good team. C.D. Lamb of the Cowboys came from there. And I love C.D. Lamb right now. I love C.D. Lamb. I cannot stop talking about him. I can't stop looking up his stats. I think he's the receiver for our future. And he's so damn quick, dude. He's so damn quick. It's like he cuts and he's gone. If that ball is placed where he needs it, dude, that guy is gone. And you know what? He's not the biggest guy, but that dude can take a hit from what I've noticed, you know? So that's always good. You got to be able to take a hit. You got to be quick to avoid other hits. And, you know, so like I said, national championship tomorrow. These are all wild card games today in the NFL. So, yeah, if Alabama wins, dude, it just further proves my theory. It further proves there's a curse of me on college teams. Whoever I root for is not going to do anything. So we'll see who I root for next year. Let's take a drink. Cheers. So, I posted something kind of silly on my personal Facebook the other day. I was just being silly. I was in kind of a funny mood, and I just post up, "Who wants to come over and help me take down my Christmas tree?" The replies were pretty funny, but I got to give a shout out to my friend Rosie, who's actually been shouted out, I think, before on this podcast. But she has the concept, and she just told me all about it, of an all-year-round tree. I've never thought of this before. So she has a white tree. You know, she took the Christmas ornaments off. She took the lights off. And now she went to Dollar Tree and bought all these little heart ornaments, okay? So the next holiday coming up is Valentine's Day. So she made a Valentine's Day tree, okay? Which I was like, dang, that's really smart. You get to use the tree for another holiday and, you know, are you going to pack it up after that? She's like, no, I'm going to do this for every holiday. I'm like, holy S, man. She literally blew my mind with the concept of an all-year-round tree. You never take down the tree. You just take off the ornaments and put new ornaments on. You know, obviously, it can't be a real tree. That's going to die eventually. It has to be a fake tree, but obviously, it wasn't a real tree, too, because it's white. I don't know of any white evergreens. I'm sure it's possible, but it's not very common. But anyways, so that's what she's doing all year long. Mardi Gras, boom, beads on the tree. What else? Easter, boom, egg ornaments on the tree. What are the other holidays? 4th of July, you know, little, you know, pretend fireworks on the tree, little firework ornaments on the tree, ready to go. Halloween, you're just a little blood spatter on the tree and you're good. You know, is it spatter or splatter? I don't know. I just said that and I really started thinking about it. Is it spatter or splatter? Splat, no, splatter. I'm the worst when it comes to spelling. To spatter means to scatter small particles of a substance. Okay, so it's definitely blood spatter if you were going to do it on the tree. Spatter is the pattern of drops that results from spattering. To splatter means to scatter. This is so hard to read. To splatter means to scatter large particles of substance. A splatter is the pattern. Oh my God, this is so hard. A splatter is the pattern of drops that result from splattering. Okay, it's the same thing. Can blood splatter? Yes, blood can splatter. Are you kidding? Blood can leave the body in many different ways. Okay, now it's getting morbid. I want to read this little passage that Google wrote out for me. It has such good rhythm, but it's really hard to say. Let me try. I love the rhythm of these words that they chose to use. The spatter means to scatter small particles of a substance. The spatter in the pattern of drops that results from spattering. To splat. That sounds like an Eminem verse, dude. I just did it. I just did it. This is how Eminem writes all his rhymes. I just figured it out. All right, here we go. Turn off the snare on my headphones. I ain't got any snare on my headphones. All right, here we go. To spatter means to scatter small particles of a substance. A spatter is the pattern of drops that results from spattering. To splatter means to scatter large particles of a substance. Splatter is the pattern of drops that results in splattering. Oh my God. That's an Eminem verse right there. All right, I'm copying and pasting this. This is so funny, dude. To spatter means to scatter small particles of a substance. The spatter is the pattern drops. The spatter is a pattern of drops that results from spattering. To splatter means to scatter large particles of a substance. A splatter is the pattern of drops that results in splattering. Oh, that's really hard to say. Good Lord. Even with it written down, like, how does this guy remember how to say that kind of stuff? Sorry, that was silly. But, yeah, dude. I don't know. I'm completely lost. Let's go back to my football game and see what's happening here. 21-3. Okay, I think it's safe to say Chicago's going to be out, right? They're not going to make it very far. You got to score more than three, bro. You got to score more than three. These guys just look defeated. Like, who's their quarterback? I don't even know who their quarterback is. So, yeah, that was the concept, man. Was the year-round tree. So I thought of a business idea, obviously from her concept, and I'm sure this is already a thing out there. It's not that original to think of. But, you know, just a box with a tree in it with all the ornaments you need all year round. Why are they showing Tony Romo right now? Hold on. What is this? Panthers stats career ranks Eastern Illinois. Tony Romo, 1999 to 2002. Tony Romo's third. Passing yards third. Passing touchdowns second. Sean Payton, second in completion, second in passing yards, third in passing touchdowns, 1983 to 1986. That's actually a pretty cool stat, right? Anyways, I got to read this. I'm going to read. This is how I'm going to close out the. This is how I'm going to close out the episode. I'm going to read this little passage because that's such an Eminem. Like, he mixes his words up so well. Oh, excuse me. Oh, that's pretty funny. So yeah, the all-year-round tree, man. What a concept. I got the business idea to, you know, make just a whole package. And you could do custom packages. Hold on. You could do like a Jewish package, obviously, or like a, you know, Kwanzaa package, or I don't know. Is that offensive? I feel like that I might be getting a little bit offensive. Who gives a shit? Honestly. Hey, I got to go get Connor real quick. Hold on. So I was talking about the holiday tree that my friend was telling me about. Mm-hmm. And I started talking about, you know, we could start a business to where you buy a tree and it has all the holiday ornaments in it, right? Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking, well, then you'd have to do like a Hanukkah one and then like a Kwanzaa one, and like different variations of the holiday tree.
Right.
And then it got me thinking about the thing you saw on Walmart.com last night. Which is, it was kind of bizarre, and it's only because I am very westernized, like, American, what I don't know how to label myself, but you have to explain what what the toy set was. Okay. It was odd. Would you agree it was odd?
It was odd. Okay, so for starters, I've been, like, studying to convert to be Jewish for, like, 3 years. It's just, I haven't been able to just sit down, right? Mm-hmm. But, anyway, I was looking for a birthday present for my oldest son, and on Walmart.com, as I'm scrolling through, I'm just, like, kind of glancing over what they've got, like, on sale, and my brain kind of has to backtrack, and I feel my brain kind of literally skip, like, a record.
Well, we were in the middle of a conversation. I was telling you a story about something that had happened to me, and you were just like, oh, what are you, like, you skitzed out and, like, started sparking and smoking, out of your ears because he didn't understand
what was on the website. I mean, I understood it. It was just, I've never seen anything like it. So
I haven't either.
For those, you know, who are Jewish out there, it was a Shabbat, like, toy playset. And Shabbat is like a, basically, church, for lack of a better, mm-hmm. you know, word, that, you know, the Jewish people have mm-hmm. on Fridays. And there's, like, bread and wine and candles and such. And that's what the playset was.
Yeah,
it had challah bread, and it had, like, a toy knife, and it had, like, fake wine mm-hmm. with, like, a picture of grapes on the front and a little goblet and candles and everything. And the reviews were, I mean, they were raves. They were really cute.
Someone was like, I got this for my niece, and she loves it.
Yeah.
She spent, like, 3 hours just cutting the bread. Which is, and it was so funny because we just got that pack of, you know, just the canned vegetables and the little fake bread and all this and that, you know, for the kitchen we got for the kids and stuff. So it was really weird to see that. I just didn't know. Is that offensive?
Because they don't have, like, no, I mean, because all the reviews were from people saying, you know, it's okay. The first thing about the Jewish faith is that they're very, like, they have their traditions, and that's basically what, like, is very important to them, is their traditions. Mm-hmm. One of them being Shabbat, which you do on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. It's every Friday.
There's prayer and all of that. And so it's really cute to, like, it was a cute way to incorporate it, but it's just, I've never seen anything like that.
I haven't either.
I was raised, you know, Catholic on my dad's side and Baptist on my mom's side, mm-hmm. and there's not...
If you brought that toy home when you were a kid, they'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
There would be so many questions.
Yeah.
So my brain definitely skitzed out because there's not like a little toy crucifix that, you know, for kids to have, like,
there's not like,
you know,
a little
pretend
pan of,
communion and stuff like
there's
that.
There's not like a little pan with the body of Christ and then a cup for, you know, the blood of Christ or anything. Like,
right.
Not yet.
I think there might be a thing. I didn't look that deep into Walmart.
Somebody's upset. I guess she must be done with her cookie. I just wanted you to talk about that because the holiday tree came up and it just popped in my head and it was...
So are you for a holiday tree?
Yes.
Oh, that's so tacky to me.
I think it's
awesome.
Sorry
if I offend those with year-round holiday trees.
It's
a Christmas tree. It's for Christmas. Put it away. Quit being lazy. I just put mine away today.
About maximizing laziness. You've seen how much I've used DoorDash
Is
lately.
It? Yeah, but then you have to go to Walmart and you have to buy stuff to put on the tree. Then you have to get up and put stuff on the tree. Then you're spending money that you worked hard for to put more shit on a Christmas tree.
No, well, that's why you buy the package. You buy the, you know...
Oh my God.
The package of... And it has everything. Yeah, prepackaged Christmas tree with all the... Everything you need. Mardi Gras. You know, you hang beads on the tree. 4th of July, you have little, you know, firework ornaments, and it works out. You can do blood splatter for Halloween.
Blood splatter for Halloween.
Blood spatter. It really is the same thing. Spatter and splatter is the same thing.
You could do body parts.
Do you want to hear a rhyme that I wrote? It goes like this. It goes, to spatter means to scatter small particles of a substance. A spatter is the pattern of drops that results from spattering. To splatter means to scatter large particles of substance. A splatter is the pattern of drops that results from splattering. Sounds like Eminem, doesn't it? You sound like an idiot.
Spatter some spattering spatter.
No, read it. To splatter means to scatter large particles of a substance. A splatter is the pattern of drops that results from splatter. I don't know. I looked up the word and I thought it was funny. But anyways, thank you for explaining.
Scatter and splatter.
You look very beautiful right now.
Spatter and splatter. Thank you.
You look hot.
What? I'm wearing sweatpants.
You better not be going anywhere looking like that.
I'm definitely not leaving the house in my house clothes.
Yeah, that's right. Who is he? What's his name?
Oh my God.
I love you.
My hair hasn't been brushed. Mm. Ridiculous.
You look beautiful always to me.
Oh.
All right, anyways.
Well,
thank you for explaining that.
You're welcome. Yeah, I know.
Because I don't know the terminology, but it was very odd. We were having a conversation, and like you said, the record scratch, your brain just like almost exploded.
I know you saw my whole body like react. Yeah,
you're
to
like
my
shaking
brain
your head no
that.
And closing your eyes. You're like, hold on, time out. Yeah, it was.
I was like, there's so much going on, and I can't process. Oh man,
you know you're beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to finish this thing off.
Okay.
I'll be out there in a minute.
All right.
Thank you for explaining that.
No problem.
I couldn't have done it.
Peace out.
Cheers. Anyways.
I've been sipping this wine, so it's cheers indeed.
Oh, you drank the wine again? Hey, bring it in here, please.
Okay.
Real quick. I want your review on it.
It's still pretty fizzy.
Because I was looking for a rosé, a specific... I'm not going to say which one I was looking for you, but I got
it
this...
It was cheap. It was Barefoot. That's what I wanted.
All right, fine. You said it.
I'll say it. It's like a $3 bottle because so I'm used to being broke.
Clito Chiarly? I'm probably saying it wrong. But it's a rosé, and it's a little more expensive than the Barefoot.
Uh-huh.
What is it? Barefoot wine?
Yeah, it's Barefoot.
Yeah, Barefoot wine. It's how does it compare? How does it hold up?
Well.
Do you like the other better?
I definitely like the other one better because it's sweet, and this is kind of like tangy, tart and tangy and like, kind of has a feety aftertaste. It's wine, you know? I feel like. Every time I drink wine, I just think of that episode of I Love Lucy where they're crushing the grapes with their feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so in my mind, all wine kind of tastes feety at the end.
Because they all have to crush it with their feet.
Everybody
crushes it. It's a traditional way to do it.
It's a traditional. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it.
Yeah. So this is pretty good. Would you drink it again or
no? Definitely not.
Are you struggling to finish this?
I'm really struggling to finish it.
Sorry. I tried.
But it's also because it makes me so sleepy and it's giving me the worst heartburn.
Ugh, really?
Yeah, it really is giving me, like, the worst... It was made in California, that's why.
That California wine gives you heartburn?
American wine uses a lot of preservatives mm-hmm. and things, and a lot of people have bad reactions to them. There's a lot of people that get, like, stuffy noses mm-hmm. and headaches and upset stomachs, you know. But if you drink, like, foreign wine, they don't use all of those preservatives mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah.
It's better quality.
Well, I didn't know that. I learned something, too.
But Barefoot is sweet, so I'll drink that shit all day.
Can you believe tomorrow is my 3-year anniversary of this podcast? I've done this for 3 years.
That's crazy.
Every week for 3 years. I do it every single week.
Oh, man, it's my kid's birthday tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm old. You're old. Yep. We're all old.
Yeah,
podcast is old.
We're still having fun. We're still doing
3 years in.
We're still doing the thing.
This podcast. Man.
Yeah, we're going to order that that bread set, and we're going to have fun. I wouldn't mind. I don't care. Our daughter can play with that. I'm not worried about it. She could have the whole set if that's what she's into. I don't care.
She might like it. Spencer might like it, too.
Yeah, I'm not close-minded.
You're going to have to cut that off.
Yeah, it's all right. But anyways.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, but yeah, this wine is
Yeah.
But thank you. It was so sweet because you tried.
I tried with the guy at the store. He, you know,
yeah.
Whatever.
Generally, guys at the liquor store don't know shit about wine.
Yeah.
So they'll tell you anything to get you to buy a bottle of wine.
Yeah, he didn't know anything. He was like, I was like, is this pretty close? And he was like, yeah. Is this pretty close to the Barefoot? And he's like, oh, yeah. Like.
No, it's not.
He didn't know. That's why I wanted to ask you, because I figured he
Yeah, because the one that I like, it's like a Barefoot refresher rosé, so it's like just carbonated wine cooler.
Pretty much, yeah.
But it's still good, and I could drink a whole bottle, and I feel great.
Yeah, he didn't sell it to me with any confidence, and I knew it at the time. He was just like, yeah, it's just like that one. I'm like, all right, well, I'm in a hurry, so I gotta go. So, that's what you got.
Man.
So.
Too bad it was snowy today.
Yeah, barely.
I guess they don't sell liquor on Sundays, do they?
Uh-uh.
They don't sell... Well, wine, I guess they would sell.
Yeah,
well, but
wine.
The store probably wouldn't be open.
What store? You can get wine from a gas station.
Yes, but
that's probably where I need to go to get Barefoot wine.
I don't know. The only place I ever found it was, like, at that Family Dollar I used to live across from, mm-hmm. so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways...
Or online.
This episode, I'm going to wrap it up. Okay. I'll meet you out there in a minute. Thank you for coming.
No problem.
Telling everything.
Yeah.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
All right, everybody. That's going to do it. Episode number 155. We'll get 156 next week. Let's drink until the last drop. Cheers. All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Be safe. Bye.